Red Energy, awarded Canstar's most trusted energy retailer nationally for 2021. Maybe it's time you called Red Energy on 131 806. Get ready to get back on the road and secure your future freedom. Search Hyundai, click to buy.
Waitley on SEN.
We've contracted out the trade bell today. Sam Edmonds having the week off. Fox Footy senior AFL reporter Tom Morris has accepted the invitation. This is not my space. When I dabble, I tend to meddle. It's much better to have those who know what they're talking about. Tom, great to have you on board.
Jared, it's great to be here. Sam Edmonds does such a good job, and it gives me shivers when I hear this trade bell most mornings, but it's good to fill in for him.
So we've got some great suggestions, some new, and some are after a second opinion. Some are unsatisfied with Sam's input on a couple of these. They want to run a pass. So I'll give you an example.
Yep.
All right? As soon as we ring the trade bell, we get Tom Green to Richmond or Tom Green to Richmond. Either a question mark or an exclamation mark. Sam's a bit unsure about that one. What have you got to offer on Tom Green to Richmond?
Well, I'm only as sure as what people tell me, and that is that he won't be going to Richmond. You can't be certain, but he's contracted. The Giants aren't going to let him go. He's staying at the Giants.
Bless those who text it through every time. It does provide a smile. Now, a couple of veterans as we get started here. Scott Pendlebury as a starting point.
Yeah, so there's been a shift from Collingwood, so they're prepared to offer him 2 years now, which is what he wanted, and people I speak to believe that's a formality, and the same for Jack Zeeble at North Melbourne, who wanted 2 years. The initial offer was 1 year. They've now offered 2 years, so I think that's going to get done as well. So good news for North fans and Collingwood fans that wanted to keep those two players.
Damien Hardwick was with us on 360 last night. I really did like his approach to the Callum Coleman-Jones scenario.
Look, CJ, once again, we've sort of haven't actually worked our way through this, but look, for us, he's a required player. He's requested a trade to the Kangas, which is disappointing, but you know, we look forward to receiving pick one and coming back our way.
That was just as good in replay as it was live last night.
How good is that? I mean, Damien Hardwick being able to have a laugh about Coleman Jones is great, and Jack Riewoldt did it as well with you last week. I think they understand, as much as they'd love to keep him, he's going to North Melbourne. That four-year deal is on the table. We know Gold Coast are offering 5 years. They'll have to work out a trade. But what this means for other key forwards that are around the market is very interesting. It means Sam Wiedemann probably doesn't have a suitor because North Melbourne's gone for Coleman Jones. It means Gold Coast isn't a suitor for Sam Wiedemann because they've gone for Marbiel Chol. And Rory Lobb is sort of in limbo in some ways, even though he's contracted at Freo for another 2 years. So what North Melbourne and Gold Coast have done has a flow-on effect for other key forwards looking for a new home.
So it was interesting that, so it was facetiously said pick one, but Richmond wants something proper from Coleman Jones, who they've always had a big opinion of, and are quite, while understandable, they are disappointed to be losing.
That's right. And what he's worth is in the eye of the beholder. Clearly, they're not going to get pick one, but North Melbourne would want to offer more than pick 20, I think, for Richmond, even if it is pick 20 and then something else down the track. I think Richmond clearly want another first-round pick. They've got a great draft hand already, the Tigers. The Jack Higgins trade last year worked for them. Although Chol might be cancelled out with Robbie Tarrant, so they don't get the free agency compensation, they're in a really good position, the Tigers, to rebuild quickly and have another go next year with maybe four or five top 25 picks in this year's draft.
Question from the text. Are the Tigers 100% out of the race for Chera?
They're as far out of the race as I think any other club are as far out of the race. So you can't say 100% because there can always be a late change. But my understanding with Chera is that Carlton is still the club, and that's because Melbourne can't get him done. I can't imagine, Jared, a situation where Robbie D'Orazio and Paul Connors, his managers, allow him to nominate a club that he can't get to.
Yep.
He will nominate a club he can get to, and at the moment that's Carlton. Even though Melbourne has had a serious crack, there's no draft picks they can offer. Even next year's first-round pick will likely be in the teens based on this year's form, and they're not going to be giving Luke Jackson or any players up either.
So the question that comes as a follow-up on Coleman Jones is, could North walk him to the preseason draft?
Theoretically, yes. And that's what happened last year with Jackson Hatley and Adelaide and GWS. In the end, the two parties couldn't come to an arrangement, and the Giants thought it was more important to stick a flag in the ground and make a statement than it was to get a third rounder back for Jackson Hatley. So they allowed him to go. I think Coleman Jones has probably got a higher ceiling than Jackson Hatley, so I think they'll be less keen to do that, but it's still an option for North Melbourne. It's probably not bad bargaining power.
Frank's raised a name that I know is on your list today. Where's Jake Riccardi going? And there's a kicker to this from Frank, to the Bombers, right?
Well, the Bombers was the rumour, but I think he's going to sign a two-year deal at GWS. It's been on the table. That's what they're working towards. It's not official yet. I think Matthew Flynn will also sign a two-year deal at the Giants. And I checked in with the Giants this morning regarding Shane Mumford, because there's still been no retirement announcement.
Yeah, yeah.
And we think he's going to retire. We think it's highly likely, but it's not 100% certain yet. So there is still a very small possibility that Shane Mumford plays on, albeit pretty minor. And that would be amazing if he does.
Very good. Now, there's a simple swap here. We like four-leggers and five-leggers. It's like our multis.
I lost my multi. You got me on, Jared.
No, apologies for that. Gavin in Glenelg has got a straightforward. I see Laddams to the Giants and Finlayson to Port as a fair and beneficial swap for both parties.
That is an interesting one. If I can just talk about Peter Laddams for one moment. Now, last year, the Sydney Swans wanted Peter Laddams and Port Adelaide said no. This year, Port Adelaide have put him on the trade table. And I think that is a nice tactic from Port Adelaide to show the Sydney Swans and also show Jordan Dawson that they can get a trade done with a player involved as well. So they're offering up Laddams, saying, hey, you wanted him last year. Can we go again this year? And there we go, Jordan Dawson. We can get you to the club without having to give up too much in terms of draft picks. I think that is smart play from Port Adelaide. We know that Peter Laddams is contracted,
yep,
but we also know the Swans were keen on him last year. So it has a fair bit of symmetry.
Yeah, yeah. There's always an underlying principle at play, isn't there? Good. The Took Miller scenario at Gold Coast, what do you know on that front?
So he's contracted for next year, and Took Miller is fundamentally a Gold Coast player for life. He said as much privately and publicly. He wants to be at the Suns forever, and I think that is a huge testament to him as a person. He's had a great year, All-Australian, their best and fairest as well. But he's out of contract at the end of next year, and discussions have been ongoing for about 4 or 5 months regarding extending him for about 4 or 5 years, maybe 6 years as well, more likely 4 or 5 years. And he wants about 850 to 880 a year. That high 800 is what his management's asking for, which I don't think you can argue that that's not fair given how important he is to the Suns and his loyalty. But the Suns at the moment are offering about $750,000. So there's a bit of an impasse. That will get resolved. He'll re-sign. But it just gives you an indication at the to and fro for these really good players at clubs like the Gold Coast Suns that deserve good money. But the Suns also have in the back of their head, well, next year they want to keep Jack Lekosius. Next year they want to keep Isaac Rankin and Ben King. So they can't be offering Took Miller everything, because then that might ruin their list build elsewhere. So he's going to re-sign, but there's still a bit of a gap at the moment.
Will North chase Daniel Talia now that Tarrant has requested a trade and Talia's only 29 or 30? That's Andrew in Whittlesea.
Not that I'm aware of for North Melbourne and Daniel Talia. My information about Daniel Talia is there would be interest from elsewhere, but he's more likely to stay in South Australia because his partner has a job that is well paying and a new job. And he potentially has career opportunities outside of football that would set him up for the rest of his life. So although he would be wanted at another club, it might be the best thing for him to do for the next phase of his life to actually stay in South Australia and retire from football. That's how it looks at the moment.
Yep. Yep. Right. Luke Dunstan last night was on Sports Day. It really, a revealing interview. So he had a great night at the Brownlow. And we remarked yesterday morning, the backdrop is that he's not wanted at the Saints. And he put a bit of detail around how that's unfolded.
At times, certain coaches and that get opinions of players. And once, you know, they have opinions, it's pretty hard to change them. So, I mean, it's been pretty tough, I guess, mentally over the last couple of seasons, just having to work so hard to get back into the team and then to play some good footy and then be dropped for the last round was pretty disappointing. And for me, it's probably just about being in a happy environment where, yeah, I guess you feel valued as a as a player and as a person and just feel a part of something, I think, would be the biggest thing.
Did you not feel a part of something at the Saints? Did you not get on with Rats? Did he not rate you?
Oh, I wouldn't say I didn't get on with him. I mean, he's a good fella, and I just think, yeah, I think it's pretty clear that he didn't rate me, which is fine. That's what I said. It's hard to change opinions of coaches, and that's footy. So I'm not holding that against anyone. But yeah, as I said, I think I just need a fresh start and a bit more, you know, clean slate. And I'll sort of find a bit more motivation.
Who might believe in Luke Dunstan?
I think Essendon is the club that might believe in Luke Dunstan. This is still very early. I'm not saying that there's even been a formal approach, but Essendon has told player managers in the past couple of months they're after an inside midfielder. Luke Dunstan comes cheap. He got 11 Brownlow votes. Just on his time at St Kilda, Brett he sought clarity before the start of the season. Am I in your plans? Brett Ratten said, no, you're not in our best team. We don't think you're going to play senior football this year. He played some VFL footy. He got in the team. He finished really well, although he got dropped for the last game of the season. I think there's no doubt that Luke Dunstan can play, but there is, as we've spoken about before, and Sam Edmund has spoken about as well, there is an abundance of inside midfielders that are looking for new homes that pre-COVID would have been able to find it, but post-COVID with list spots tight and not much money, it's a lot harder for this sort of player to find a new home. The Gold Coast Suns have some interest in Luke Dunstan, maybe he's a rookie, but I think Essendon is the club that he's most likely to get to if he's going to get to another club at all.
Okay. Jeff from Wavell, he's tagged his a scoop. Saw Talia getting a season pass for the Unley pull on the weekend. He's staying in Adelaide. See, this is Trade Bell. This is right at the core of Trade Bell material.
Thank you, Tom. Jeff. That's very good. Well, I think that's more likely to happen, as I said.
This had come through. Could you please ask Tom, why would Narkle only sign for 1 year, given his age and promise? Wouldn't the Cats have liked to lock him away for three, if not four? That's Gurav.
Well, the Cats may have wanted to, but I think Narkle is keeping his options open. If he has another year where he can't quite break into the team, then his manager, Ralph Carr, and him will be looking elsewhere, as they did this year, it must be said. So I think this is almost like a last chance saloon for the Cats to prove to Narkle that they want to keep him, but also Narkle to prove to the Cats that he's good enough to be in their best 23.
You wrote a story about Jordan Clark on the weekend while we were doing crunch time. In fact, that landed. What's the latest on Clark?
Yeah, so he had a meeting with Justin Longmuir and Fremantle last Wednesday. He is in Perth. He's a Western Australian, and he was there obviously for Geelong's finals campaign. And there's an expectation now from the Cats and also from Clark's camp that there will be discussion this week that will explore a possible trade. It doesn't mean he's going to walk in there and bang his hand on the table and say, I want a trade. It doesn't mean Geelong's going to say, you need to get out and look for a trade because he's got another year in his contract. But I think there's going to be a mature discussion in which a trade is explored and Fremantle is the logical home for him.
I don't want you to leave without having the full fantasy experience, okay? So Marty from Geelong has sent this through for your contemplation. Grundy traded for a high round one, round two draft picks. Frees up 900 grand in cap space and not in premiership window for 5 years. Max Lynch to be the number one ruck. Extra draft points to secure Nick Dacos and maybe an emerging key forward. I want the full fantasy experience.
Okay, I'll give you the full fantasy experience on this. It reads quite well for Collingwood. But no one has the money to pay Brody Grundy. And I can't imagine a club, any club, let alone Collingwood, paying $300,000 a year for Treloar for the next 4 years and then also paying a portion of Grundy's contract to be elsewhere. So I love it, but I can't see Brody Grundy going anywhere on the salary that he's on.
And MK in Perth wants you to run the eye over Degoe to Frio for Chera or pick six.
Not that I've heard, Jared. I haven't heard that one. Every time I've asked about Degoe, because he's out of contract at the end of next year,
yep.
The answer I get back is that he's a required player at Collingwood, and you can see why, given the way he finished the season. He's a pre-agent, so he does have some sort of currency on the market, but I can't see that happening to Freo.
What have you got coming up on Fox Footy, Tom, particularly with an eye toward, is it Friday?
Yes, Friday. What we love at Fox Footy, Jared, you know this, is pushing the boundaries and doing things slightly differently. And what we're doing on Friday is broadcasting the captain's runs
nice.
For both teams, so the Western Bulldogs and Melbourne, from about midday or thereabouts. So it'll be Brad Johnson and Sarah Jones and Dermot Brett and Jordan Lewis and myself involved. And we'll be broadcasting the captain's run exactly as it sounds. We'll have, I think, four or five cameras at the venue. Kath Lochnan will be there with Matthew Pavlich. And if you support either of those two teams, or if you don't, tune in and just watch a training run, because that's what we're most interested in the day before. Charlie Spargo's ankle and Stephen May's hamstring. Yep.
It is that how to stay connected to it when it's a long way away. It's a great idea. Terrific. Good on. Thanks for accepting the Trade Bell invitation. Well, I think you're unscathed as you leave.
Oh, God, I'm a bit nervous. We'll see how we go. I know I certainly feel like Sam M does a great job, but if I can do half the job he does, then I'll be happy.
Good man. Tom Morris. So the captain's runs on